Next case is 99-1025 Triway Local School District Board of Education versus Alice Guy.
Forget Judge Weiss and his reference to that the arbitrator used the wrong standard in arriving at the arbitration decision.
I believe the court of are they saying that the arbitrator just relied on the court period.
That's right. What the Court of Appeals is saying, I believe incorrectly, is that the arbitrator relied exclusively on the statement of circumstances in ruling that the Board of Education had not substantiated its decision to not renew this contract. The Court of Appeals appears to say, after that offering, that the Board of Education was permitted under the bargaining agreement to substantiate the non-renewal through observations and evaluations. And in the Court of Appeals' mind, that didn't occur. I believe if the court would examine the discussion issued by the arbitrator at pages 87 forward of the supplement, the court would readily conclude that this arbitrator exhaustively considered whether the board had substantiated the contract non-renewal through evaluations and observations. Because of that, quite frankly, I'm at a loss as to why the Court of Appeals offered this particular conclusion. I don't believe it's substantiated at all by this record or by the arbitrator's decision. Had the arbitrator not made any reference to observations or evaluations, I might place some credence in what the Court of Appeals has said, but that has not occurred here.
Well, my confusion with the Court of Appeals' opinion is maybe somewhat what Justice Pfeiffer's is, but it seems to me what they say is we remand it back to the arbitrator to rehear, the same arbitrator, to rehear the same arbitration proceeding.
Absolutely.
And come up with the same decision.
Absolutely.
And then it's going to be okay so long as he doesn't say because of Judge Weiss' decision.
So long as he doesn't use those words, Judge Weiss' decision or the G2 statement of circumstances, I presume that if he reaches precisely the same conclusion, this Court of Appeals may say that would be appropriate.
That's what it seems to say. That was why I was confused with the Court of Appeals' opinion. Because obviously he's not going to reverse himself, the arbitrator.
The only other possibility, and this is perhaps a stretch, would be to remand this matter to the arbitrator once again to consider the evaluations and observations, but that's already been done. He's already done that in his opinion and in his award.
Well, that's not what the Court of Appeals said. They said to rehear the grievance pursuant to 2711-10, and that's not what 2711-10 is about.
You're absolutely correct, Your Honor. My confusion with the Court of Appeals, I share with you, Justice Douglas and Justice Pfeiffer. I don't quite understand the point being made by the Court of Appeals.
Well, to the extent that it refers to Judge Weiss' decision, that seems, that they certainly agreed with what you have, that the arbitrator passing reference to Judge Weiss' decision and conclude that he ends up at the same point as the judge.
Precisely. There is a plethora of authority, and this court has generated much of that authority.
But my question was, is the Court of Appeals going on saying something more that the arbitrator just got it wrong?
Period. If they're saying that, they're certainly not saying it clearly. I believe what the Court of Appeals is saying is simply because the arbitrator referenced or referred to the opinion by Judge Weiss, that somehow that becomes fatal to the arbitrator's ultimate decision here. I submit to the court that is a legally incorrect position.
I think your argument is that the arbitrator's decision, despite notwithstanding his reference to Judge Weiss' sort of parallel reasoning analysis, that his decision stands on, arbitrator's decision stands on its own, doesn't need Judge Weiss' rationale.
That is precisely our point, Chief Justice Moyer. The arbitrator in this case fashioned a decision based upon the collective bargaining agreement. That he referred to the decision of Judge Weiss was simply that, a reference and nothing more.
He does say these circumstances, after talking about Judge Weiss, these circumstances give support to the ruling of Judge Weiss. The arbitrator makes the same finding as the judge. The statement of circumstances provided to the agreement failed to clearly substantiate the reasons for her non-renewal. This is the fatal defect of the district. He's making a separate finding. He happens to be the same, similar to Weiss, but not...
That is precisely the point. And the fatal defect that the arbitrator was talking about is a fatal defect under the collective bargaining agreement, not a fatal defect under the statute. Not a fatal defect because it didn't coincide with Judge Weiss's opinion. It's fatally defective under the collective bargaining agreement. That's his point.
The interesting thing about all this confusion, if there is any, is also your conclusion in your brief, where you say... You want us to confirm the arbitration award issued by Graham and order Apley to reinstate Guybe in accordance with that award. What you really mean is you want us to reverse the Court of Appeals and reinstate the judgment of the trial court, don't you?
That's right.
We're reviewing the order of the Court of Appeals, which reviewed the trial court, not the arbitration award.
That's correct. We want the appellant in this case reinstated in accordance with the arbitration award as a result of a reversal of the Court of Appeals.
In accordance with the order of the Common Pleas Court, confirming the arbitration award.
Confirming the arbitration award, that is correct.
The only question I have is the Court of Appeals does seem to find, based on that statement by the arbitrator, that the arbitrator was using the wrong standard, that the arbitrator was looking at the standard required under the statute rather than the standard required under the collective bargaining agreement, which allowed for substantiation by employee evaluations. And that's precisely what the first case turned on. Said employee evaluations weren't enough. That's what Judge Weiss said, and that's what we confirmed. So it isn't, I don't think, all that peculiar. The Court of Appeals said, gee, you're using the wrong standard. You're using the lack of a reason under 3319.11G1.
The standard under 3319.11G1 and G2 is a clear and substantive basis for the decision to not renew the contract.
And we've held that evaluations aren't enough, which is what they did, attach the evaluations here.
A simple reference to evaluations is not enough. What is enough will depend on the case. Under the collective bargaining agreement, the parties have agreed that the Board of Education must substantiate the decision to non-renew through evaluations or other written material. Question before the arbitrator.
Any written material, including employee evaluations, is the words, aren't they?
There are two separate entries in the bargaining agreement, employee evaluations and slash or other
any written material.
The any other written material was submitted in this case by the Board of Education as an exhibit, and it was the G2 statement of circumstances. That was the other written material. So the arbitrator...
Which included the evaluations. To be fair, that's what the other case showed, that
they
copies of all the evaluations.
The Board of Education actually submitted the observations and the evaluations as well as the statement of circumstances.
Right.
And argued to the arbitrator that we have complied with the bargaining agreement because here's our evaluations, the observations, and here is our statement of circumstances. We believe we have substantiated the contract not renewal. The arbitrator disagreed. Whether we or the court agreed with the arbitrator is not...
But if the arbitrator disagreed, as the Court of Appeals found, he disagreed because Judge Weiss didn't think that they complied under the statute, that's exactly what the Court of Appeals said. That's a different standard that was judged by Judge Weiss than it should have been judged under the collective bargaining agreement.
If the arbitrator
had stopped there, your argument is he did more.
He did more. He examined the evaluations. If the arbitrator had said, Board, you lose because you lost before Judge Weiss,
right,
I would agree with you. But that is not what the arbitrator said. The arbitrator said, I understand my obligation under the contract, under Article 27G, this is what I must do. I must determine whether or not the non-renewal is substantiated for these reasons. It is not. The issue before me is similar to the issue before Judge Weiss. I reached the same conclusion, not because of him, but because I've independently examined the parties. Unless the court has further questions, I believe our brief sets forth that in our position.
Thank you, Mr. McCall. The appellee has not filed a brief, waived oral argument.
case is submitted, you'll be advised of our opinion. Take a brief recess.
All right.